I mean, are you kidding me?
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Let's talk to somebody in Atlanta who is a diehard Hawks fan and follow him. He probably the ebb and flows of other Hawks in the peaks and valleys. He knows all about that. He's a guy that's obviously instrumental in us being here on the radio show. Great consultant, Urban Radio for over the years. He's a Hall of Famer, by the way, in Urban Radio, if you will. He's calling in on the Houston Automotive Group Hotline. Our main man, Harry Lyle Sr. What's up, H? How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, but you guys messed up again. Where's my theme song?
Well, I'm sorry, man.
That's okay.
He's
that's
a bad right. mother. My bad. Okay, Mac, your boy's on. He's hype, Mac.
Hey, look, hey guys. Atlanta's winning. You look, I tell you what, you finally got something to do with them Hawks tickets that you've been giving away.
Look, those Hawks tickets, the hottest ticket in town.
I can imagine. Harry.
Hey, look. And listen to you guys, I want to tell you something. You hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
The Hawks had two seasons. A bad season, and then when they changed coaches, I'm serious, when they changed coaches, that's when this team became different. Because I can tell you guys, in the beginning of the season, Earl K. Mack, you know I love basketball on all levels.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this team, I stopped watching them in the beginning of the season. It was pathetic. When the Hawks management made the coaching change, hey guys, it was like a totally different team. In those MLK uniforms that they wore the other night.
They undefeated in that uniform.
Well, they were 11-1.
Oh, 11-1, okay. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
They were 11-1. Yeah. Okay, so now they're 11-2. But check this out. Here's what's interesting. Even each single starter player scored in double figures in several games after the coaching change with Coach Mack. Unheard of. So he had a totally different rotation. The team had a totally different feel. They were playing looser. And the big change, all of a sudden we saw a Trae Young that we didn't see the first half of the season.
K-Man, you mentioned that. Harry, K-Man said something about it really wasn't about the X's and O's. What did you say earlier, K-Mac, about Nate McMillan, what he brought to the team?
It was just about his leadership and putting those guys in position to
be
who they are and be successful and say, you tell me what you can do, and I can use it. You just tell me what makes you comfortable, what you can consistently do, and I can use it. And that's
hey guys,
how you put it together.
The first five that went in the beginning of the season, it's there's no comparison. And I'm not saying this to be disrespectful to Coach Lloyd, but Price. But hey, guys, I mean, the team just wasn't playing as a team.
Right.
It was almost like they didn't know each other out on the court. Best description I can give you.
We're talking to Harry Lyles. We're talking Atlanta Hawks basketball. Hey, Harry, I got to ask this question because you know his dad, Trae Young's dad. I'm curious. Somebody said, and I kind of frown upon this, that Trae Young is the best athlete, greatest pro athlete since, I mean, ever in Atlanta. I kind of frown upon that one, though. What do you say to that?
No. If I had to pick the best pro athlete in any sports in Atlanta, his name would be Michael Vick.
Okay.
Okay? I'm serious. Then don't forget, I've lived here in Atlanta since 1988. The biggest sports story, history-wise, was when Bobby Cox went from the front office back down on the field, and they won 15 pennants in a row.
For the Braves.
They only won one World Series out of two. They should have won two. But the Braves have always – the Braves in this metropolitan area have always been a favorite. The Falcons, disappointment. The Hawks, totally disappointment. Remember when Lenny Wilkins had the Hawks and Dominique Wilkins, Tree Rollins, and all those guys, the Larry Bird days of that was some interesting basketball. That's when I first got to Atlanta myself. We went to every game because all the games were exciting. But let's move forward to the present. Again, I give credit to management for making that coaching change. And don't forget, when McMillan was with the Pacers, they were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So when they made him interim coach, which that stripe needs to come off of him as soon as possible. A lot of people didn't even know who Nate McMillan was. Mm. Some of the people here in my neighborhood, they didn't know who it was. I said, well, I think we're going to be okay. But in talking about the team, guys, again, this team, before the coaching change, nobody recognized them. K-Mac said something about 5 minutes ago here about Kevin Harder. A lot of people are like, well, where did they get him from? Yeah. Well, the second half of the season, we found out, oh, this he can shoot threes.
Wow.
In the beginning of the season, it was almost like he was told not to do that. Mm. So the personality of this coach, this team took on his personality, and it was almost like, this is just my opinion, it's almost like Coach Mack went out there and told him, hey, I want you to have some fun. Let's win some games.
Mm-hmm.
He kept it simple. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, this was win number three in Philadelphia.
Mm, right. That's right. That's right, yeah. Right. On their court.
So what I'm telling you with my eyes, my neighbor Bruce, I was talking to him last night. Here's what happened. When the Hawks, for some reason, have their back up against the wall, they play better. Don't forget, they were in Philadelphia the game before and were down 26. And what happened?
that was ridiculous. That was crazy.
They didn't stop.
Yeah.
So, hey, it's all about chemistry. And again, Coach 1 or Coach 2, I'm not trying to slam Coach 1, but Coach 2, they became something totally different. Mm-hmm. The changes that he made, the style of ball that they were playing, a lot of people were like, man, how come we weren't doing this in the beginning of the season? It all begins with one thing.
That's
your
right.
Leader.
Right, Mac.
There you go. That's right. All day long. We're talking about Harry Lyles. We're talking about the Atlanta Hawks. That's right. Who knew? We'll be talking about Atlanta Hawks basketball. Look, and on their way, poised to go to the, I would say, the finals, but let's throw it to Eastern Conference finals first. Last question for me, Harry. The city. Talk about how the city has embraced this new team, this new energy with Trae Young and the youth of college and all of these guys in Atlanta. Talk about how the city has embraced them as their team.
Well, let me just cite you some visual examples. When I go to get gas, when I go to Kroger or Publix, when I go to Home Depot to get stuff, I used to never, ever see Hawks T-shirts. Mm. I used to never see Hawks hats. Okay?
Right. That's true.
Hey, I did some shopping this weekend, and guys, it's a buzz. But this city needs that. Any city needs it. Okay, you guys are in the Carolinas, yeah. UNC, Duke, whatever. Yeah. Y'all know what it's like to have a buzz in your city. Atlanta hasn't had too much to buzz about, again, since the days of Bobby Cox and the Braves. But people have embraced this. And I would tell you, I'll tell you something else, because talking to some of my friends up in the Midwest and over in New York and the East, Atlanta was unknown. A lot of people had not seen them on national TV. As a matter of fact, I think they'd only been on national TV three times.
Wow.
But that doesn't matter. What matters is, okay, hey, how do we improve this team? Again, I've got to give my hat off to the management of the Hawks.
Right.
They knew mid-season they had to make a change.
Yeah, yeah.
The records don't compare. So by making that change, hey, let me tell you, sometimes maybe they just wanted to try McMillan and they didn't know that this was going to happen.
Yep. Something different, yeah.
I had told my brother back in Indiana, I want to thank, no sooner McMillan was announced as coach, I said to my brother, who keeps up with the Pacers, I said, hey, I'm glad you guys let McMillan go. And that's based on what he did with the Pacers, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was a no-brainer. He probably should have been coach from day one.
Yep, there you go. All right.
Well, and by the way,
yeah.
Before I get off the phone, you guys know I'm a huge Coach K fan and have been for a long time.
Right.
And I live in this SEC, ACC neck of the woods here in Atlanta. And there always was a lot of hate on Coach K. But you know why? Because he won.
It is what it is.
He won. Every time I'd go to a sports bar and people were hating on Duke, I knew the reason why they were hating on him, because it sure as hell ain't because he loses.
I really don't think it makes a damn bit of difference.
Here's what I want to say about Coach K, and okay. I'll shut up. We're going to miss him on the sideline. I know I will, because he's a unique coach. I think he's one of the best. You know, again, I'm a Hoosier. I'm not going to even compare he and Bob Knight, okay? Because Bob Knight embarrassed Indiana University. Mm. When it came to Coach K, it was always class.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Class in winning, class in losing. So to all the Duke fans that are listening to you guys, hey, my heart is full with you, and I hate to see the guy go.
Yeah. He's gonna be missed, but you got another year, so he got a swan song coming up, Harry. So we can get into that. Hey man,
well, I tell you what, if he comes through Atlanta, I'll be at the game because I want to see him one more time.
There you go, H. Always a pleasure with in-depth analysis, huh, K Mac? He brought it today, didn't he?
He came with it. Like, matter of fact, next time, when I go through one of those gas stations in Atlanta, I'm gonna get you some Hawk gear. I got you.
Okay,
guys, take it easy. I'll right. let you later.
All right, Harry. Thank all you, right. man.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
But today is Good Look, Bad Look Monday.